Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, if you think about Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, these entrepreneurs were dissidents. That is, they stood up to a system that existed and basically told them, no, they're wrong, and that they didn't care what the state or the system said. They were going to do something very different.
Hi, everyone. I'm Zhen Su, a technology reporter at the South China Morning Post. So as most of you may know, we are revamping our podcast, and so I'm very pleased to introduce my new co-host for Inside China Tech.
Hi, I'm Chua Kong Ho, the technology editor, and I look forward to doing this together with Zhen as we bring you more exciting content about China's tech industry.
So today we are giving you a sneak peek into our very first episode of the revamped Inside China Tech podcast that will come out on the 8th of July. The quotes you heard at the beginning are from Steve Blank, a Stanford professor who teaches entrepreneurship.
Americans start with the, you can't tell me what to do, I'm an individual.
We also spoke to Yu Zhou, a professor at Vassar College, who studies China's high-tech development.
The reason the US produced so many names is because the Americans are really good at telling individual stories. But if you really read into Steve Jobs, his idea did not only come from his own head. He was in Silicon Valley. He got idea from many other people. We don't tell that part of the story.
And the reason you're hearing them discuss Silicon Valley and Chinese innovation is because we wanted to find out whether there is a secret formula for the success and if China can ever hope to compete.
So the common stereotype for Silicon Valley is that innovation is very often bottom-up, while in China it is state-led and therefore top-down. However, in our research and reporting for this podcast, we actually realized that both Silicon Valley and China are much more similar than we think. So once again, our podcast episode is coming out on the 8th of July. If you're interested in hearing what we found, do tune in. We are available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Simalaya. Also, if you want to engage in more discussion about Chinese technology, join our Facebook group. It's called Inside China Tech on Facebook. Just send a request and you know, we'll see you there.
And to read more of our content on China Tech, head on to scmp.com/tech.
We'll see you on the 8th. Bye.
Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.